In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Challah. The Mishnah begins, Hikdisha Satay. If a woman dedicated or consecrated some of her dough to the Beis HaMikdash, so it becomes a property of Hekdash, and she does so Ad Shalo Gilgala. This is prior to it being formed and kneaded through. Upfadata, and she subsequently redeemed it prior to any further activity happening to this dough. Mishnah says, Chayevet. Why? That is because at the time when the chiyuv of separating challah occurs, which is after that point, once it's kneaded through, then it was no longer the property of hekdesh. So therefore, you'd have to separate challah. Misha gilgala, if however she was makdish it after it was kneaded through, upadatan subsequently redeemed from hekdesh, then it would still be chayevet. Why? Because it was already chayev to separate challah from this dough prior to it becoming the property of Hekdesh. However, Hikdishata ad shelo Gilgala, if she was makdishet prior to the time of the Chiyuv, prior to Gilgala, or the Gilgala Gizbar, and then the Gizbar, then meaning the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, is then kneaded it through, so it hit the Chiyuv, or the time when one would be chayv to separate in the property of Hekdesh, v'charkach batata, and then only after that point one redeemed it, petura, you'd be exempt from separating challah. Why? Shebeshah chuvata, at the critical point where the chiyuv of challah kicked in, haita petura, that dough was exempt from separating challah. Why? Because of the pasuk reshit arisoteichem, because the pasuk we learned the obligation of challah, it only refers to your arisa, meaning your dough, your isot, and not the dough, which is a property of hekdesh. Now, the next mishnah we've already learned in Masechta Peah. But it's brought here because it's the Chotzerbo. It's the parallel case by Truma to Masro. We sign Hamakdish Perotav Anchelo Balonat Masro. If somebody's Makdish their produce prior to reaching Onat Masro. So Onat Masro, when we explain in Masechta Peah, we explain it according to the Baal Tanura there. He explained that Onat Masro there referred to Miruach HaKeri when the pile was moved over. Interestingly, he refers to the other explanation of Onat Masrot, which we learned in Masechta Masrot, which is that earlier stage where it reaches the shlish, a third of its growth, when it first becomes edible. And it was after that point in time that you're no longer allowed to eat a fixed meal, but you can still eat a snack. So let's just run with the explanation the way we explained it back in Masechta Peah. So if someone has makdish their prayer prior to Miruach HaKeri, upada'an, and subsequently redeemed it, then it'd be chayiv to separate Trumas HaMasrot, because when it reached the chiyuv, it was already redeemed from Hekdesh. Misha Baolonat HaMasrot, if, however, it was only Makdish after Miruach HaKeri, after the obligation of separating Trumas HaMasrot already kicked in, then it was subsequently redeemed, still it'd be chayiv, because it was already chayiv to separate Trumas HaMasrot before entering the property of Hekdesh. Hikdishan Ad Shelo Nigmaru, if, however, one was Makdisha before it reached Gemar Malacha, so this is, we'll continue explaining it in this consistent way that it's referring to Gemar, this Miruach HaKeri smoothing over the pile, or Gemaran HaGizbar, and the Gizbar smoothed it over, and then Vachar Kach Padan, and then an individual redeemed it, then it would be Pturim. We would not have to separate Trumas HaMasrot from that produce. Why? Shebesha'at Chavaton, at that critical point where the produce becomes Tevel, when it's obligated to separate Trumas HaMasrot, Hayu Pturim, it was a property of Hekdesh. Now, at the time when you learned in Peah, I referred there to a long extension by Akati where he mentions a number of different opinions. Whether, because in this mission we referred to Onat HaMasrot, and we've also referred to Hikdishan. So I've explained it so far that it's referring, both of these terms are referring to Miruach HaKeri when it's moved over. However, some Mefarshim refers to Onat HaMasrot, that earlier time when it reached a shlish. And some explanation says it's actually referring to both periods of the times. But that's enough for the moment. You can have a look at the analysis back in Masechta Peah, and there's a Mishnah today.